Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Good evening. It was a bad 4 days on Terror Watch, and we'll continue conversations with colleagues Bill Raggio, Hussein Akhani, Ahmad Sharawi, certainly a conversation with Edmund Fitton Brown. Bill Raggio was with me throughout the segments, talking about terror come back. Never left. It just got sent below the fold and then to the inner pages. It's back now with the murder of two Iowa National Guardsmen by a shooter in Syria, the murder of students at Brown University, the perp unconnected to anything that the police have been able to come up with, so they're still at large. We believe it's a he. We saw a video of a surveillance camera of a man walking away, looking heavyset and confident, limping a little, according to the report. And then we have Australia, the massacre of 15 Australian citizens celebrating Hanukkah on the beach because it's summertime in the southern hemisphere. And then two men, related, father and son, we're told, opened fire from a pedestrian bridge. No attempt to hide, to get away. A one-way mission, claiming afterwards that they were sworn to ISIS. That has almost no meaning. ISIS is Al-Qaeda rationalized. Al-Qaeda is operating everywhere. Those training camps in Afghanistan are significant. I talked to Bill Raggio about the connection between Somalia and the scandal in Minneapolis and the money being sent back to Somalia into the hands of Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda outfit in East Africa. The terror has been there all the time. No emphasis from the national leadership because we're told foreign policy is an extension of domestic policy. When it was convenient, they emphasized migration, for example, or the borders, or the threat to individuals. Now, it's about Ukraine and Russia. There was no progress there, but there were reports that the U.S. is telling Kiev they must surrender Donetsk. I will discuss this the rest of the week with my informants, but the likelihood of Ukraine surrendering Donetsk is very low. Clash of intentions here. Mr. Trump wants a deal to get out of the war. Kyiv is eager to get out of the war, but on its own terms. In the Middle East, we have the confusion in Syria, where two men are dead from the Iowa National Guard, murdered by a security guard for the state. The state, of course, is made up of Al-Qaeda ops who claim they've retired. Israel is maintaining the buffer in Syria and is cognizant that it must stay on top of al-Shara's government, which could turn terroristic at any... well, it might be already. Israel's also got to concern itself with the rebuilding Hezbollah. I talked to David Dude about that. It's rebuilding very fast. Missiles, explosives, money, weapons. Lebanon. The conversation about Australia is from a distance, but there'll be more the rest of the week. Gregory Copley of Perth talks tomorrow, and we'll hear what Australia is making of this incident where the men were on a watch list, but they had automatic weapons, they had lots of ammunition, they had a plan, and it was one way. One's dead, one's in the wound, and wounded in the hospital. And we can presume he'll repeat ISIS proverbs. No substance. Find out how he was recruited, what mosque he went to. So far, the Albanese response is tougher gun laws. No comment. Afghanistan. The DC shooter was an Afghanistan veteran of the Zero Battalions. The special operators that work for the U.S. Was he turned is a question that can come up pretty routinely. We don't know. his incident in D.C. and now this incident in Australia. Don't know. Too many dots that don't connect or can't connect. Conversation did have other elements of the Chagos Islands. That's Diego Garcia, an outlying part of a chain in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Is up for attachment to Mauritius. I learned from Cleo Pascal that China's looking to play both sides here, influence those who want to hold on to the Chagos Islands, that would be Britain, through the parliament, influence peddling, and those who want to get them for China or for Mauritius, which can be bought by China. Mauritius at the coast of Africa has no relationship whatsoever to the Chagosians or the Chagos Islands. None. Share nothing. But if Britain's assigning the Chagos Islands to Mauritius, could they assign it to Baltimore? I don't know. No science in the show tonight. There was too much horror, but there is Jonathan Healy talking about the beginning of the English Civil War, which started right after the King quit London, 1642, knowing that Parliament was against him. This is the background to the American Constitution 150 years later. Is Parliament more powerful than the King, and does the King derive his power from Parliament, or is Parliament subservient to the King, and the Parliament gets its power from the King? Unknown. Completely unknown. More to learn. But the 17th century is a revelation to study for what happens in the late 18th century by the founders. Imagining a different way of governing, and where the power comes from is the people who vote. Not yet, but Charles is being presumptive.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.